The explosive new film, Flynn, Deliver the Truth, Whatever the Cost, exposes secrets behind the government's takedown of General Michael Flynn.
Flynn knew what the intel world had been up to.
He ordered the first audit of the use of contractors. This set off alarm bells.
He told the truth. He was the most dangerous person for Donald Trump to hire. They had to get rid of Flynn.
Flynn, Deliver the Truth, Whatever the Cost. Available now. Watch it today. Go to SalemNow.com. SalemNow.com.
Now it's time to think and discern. This is Bob Burney Live.
I don't honestly remember the last time we were talking about Baylor University in Waco, Texas, but I've got a message for the folks down at Baylor. It ain't enough. It won't be enough. I'll tell you what I'm talking about here in just a moment. Welcome to Bob Burney Live. This is the 4 o'clock hour. It's almost 7 minutes after the top of the hour. My telephone number continues to be 877-BOB-LIVE. 877-262-5483. Before I get to the story on Baylor, just one other COVID thing, which I think is a little comical. I have said this repeatedly since this began. When all the dust settles and we're looking back 2, 3, 4 years from now, we are going to discover most of what we were told was wrong. And we're already seeing that. If you follow this thing and if you follow what's going on in Congress, about 2 weeks ago, I don't think it's been any longer than 2 weeks ago, Dr. Anthony Fauci, America's number one authority on COVID, the president's personal advisor on COVID, was in congressional hearings again. Now, he loves this. Fauci loves to be on camera. He loves to be before the Senate. He loves it. Well, Ron Paul, Rand Paul, who is a physician, who is a doctor, grilled Dr. Fauci about the whole mask thing. And Rand Paul said, and again, this has not been longer than 2 weeks ago. I'm almost positive it has not been longer than 2 weeks ago. Rand Paul said, Dr. Fauci, you keep telling us that the vaccines are 96, 97% effective. If you get the vaccine, you are not going to spread COVID. You're not going to get COVID except in extremely rare instances. And yet, you continue to say you have to continue wearing the mask. Doesn't make any difference whether you've been vaccinated or not vaccinated. You still have to wear the mask. And so Rand Paul asked Dr. Fauci point blank, if the vaccines really work, then isn't wearing a mask just theater? Isn't it just theater? And Dr. Fauci became agitated. He became angry, almost infuriated at Rand Paul. And he said, it is not theater. I am following science. And Rand Paul says, well, then why get vaccinated? If the vaccines really, really work, why do you have to keep wearing the mask? And Dr. Fauci, I'm going to ask you again, isn't it just theater? Dr. Fauci angrily said, no, it is not theater. Fast forward to Sunday. George Stephanopoulos, just this past weekend, George Stephanopoulos is interviewing Dr. Fauci. And George Stephanopoulos says, Dr. Fauci, the CDC has now said that settled science tells us if you're fully vaccinated, you don't need to wear a mask. So why have you continued to wear a mask? in light of these CDC guidelines that were just released this week that, by the way, you agree with. And here's what Fauci said. Well, I didn't want to send a mixed message. I'm a physician. I'm someone who people trust. And I didn't want to send a mixed message. In other words, Dr. Fauci said, I continued wearing a mask because it looked good. And if I didn't wear a mask, it would look bad. It was not because of the science. It was because of optics, how it would look. In other words, theater, which is exactly what Rand Paul said and Dr. Anthony Fauci angrily denied. So did Dr. Fauci lie through his teeth in that congressional hearing or just mislead? I'll let you come to your own conclusion. Just thought I would throw that in. All right, Baylor University is in the news. They have capitulated to a group of radicals. And here's a lesson, folks, that every one of us must learn and remember. When you are dealing with radicals, it is never enough. If you begin capitulating to a group of radicals, it is never, never, never enough. We have seen this over and over and over again. A group is confronted by a group of radicals, and they say, well, if we give them just a little bit, maybe they'll go away. If we give in just a little bit, if we compromise just a little bit, well, then they'll be happy and they won't bother us again. No, 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 no. Please remember the three A's that we go over all the time. The playbook for the radicals. Acceptance. All we want is acceptance. That's all we will ever ask. Okay, okay. You mean you won't bother us anymore? No. You won't threaten us anymore? No. You'll leave us alone? Yeah. All we want you to do is accept us. That's it. You do your thing. We'll do our thing. Just accept us. That's all we will ever ask. Okay. Well, we will accept you. Then the second A kicks in. Advocacy. Well, thank you for accepting us. Now you must become an advocate for us. Wait a minute. You said that all I had to do was accept you. Well, we know, but now you have to prove to the world your acceptance by advocating for us. You have to come and march in the gay pride parade. Well, I'm not really into parades and all that. Oh, then you're against us. Well, no, I accept you. I already told you that. Well, if you don't advocate for us, if you don't march in the gay parade, then you're a bigot and you're against us. Well, no, you told me you have to become an advocate for us. Folks, that's why all the TV stations show up to the gay pride parade and the other radical agenda. They believe that they'll be left alone. So you become an advocate. Then the next thing is, okay, now you have to agree with us and our lifestyle and our radical demands. Well, you said all we had to do is accept and then all we had to do was advocate. No, no, no. You got to become one of us or we will annihilate you. We will destroy you. You don't capitulate to the radicals. Whether it's theological radicals, sexual radicals, because it is never, ever enough. That brings me to Baylor University. And I'll tell you the rest of the story when we return from this brief intermission. Baylor University. Talk about a slippery slope. Man, this has grease all over the slippery slope. And they should know better. We'll be back.
Talk radio that makes a difference.
Makes a difference.
This is Bob Burney Live.
Baylor University was founded in 1845 through the Union Baptist Association. They even predate the Baptist General Convention of Texas by 3 years. Well, they, like all other Christian colleges and universities, continue to battle for their spiritual life. And one of the biggest battles these schools are facing is over the issue of sexuality. Are they going to accept homosexual, lesbian, LGBTQ students and embrace their lifestyle? Are they going to do that? If you will remember, and I don't remember all of the details, so I'm not going to say a whole lot. Cedarville University, their last year, I think maybe it was 2 years ago, a student group rose up, a group of LGBTQ students rose up at Cedarville and said, "We demand that you accept us. We're not going to try to change anybody." It was that old, you know, the three A's: acceptance, advocacy, and annihilation. Well, they were at step one. Just accept us. That's all. Just accept us. The administration of Cedarville, to their credit, said no. Nope. That lifestyle is condemned in Scripture, and we condemn all unscriptural lifestyles, not just homosexuality, lesbianism. We're not setting you out as unique and different from others, but we have a code of student conduct, and anybody that violates that, you're not going to be a student at Cedarville. Oh, they threaten lawsuits, they threaten this, they threaten that. Cedarville stuck to their guns. And they went away. Now, somebody will be back, but the rabble-rousers went away. Well, that's been happening at Baylor. Back in 2019, an unofficial LGBTQ student group at Baylor got more than 3,000 signatures from alumni, faculty, and other students in order to receive charter status on the campus at Baylor. That was October of 2019. At that time, Baylor University said, no. Nope, we're a Christian university. We have a statement on sexuality, and no. Then, last year, October of 2020, Baylor's Student Senate called on the school to, quote, reinterpret its statement on human sexuality. And the Student Senate approved this resolution in a 30-15 vote. And they called on the administration to add a non-discrimination clause that specifically mentioned LGBTQ students. That was October of last year. Baylor said no. Fast forward to now, May 2021, and here is the headline. Baylor provides path for LGBTQ campus group, says position is unchanged on sexuality. That's a headline. Here's the story. Baylor University's Board of Regents approved a resolution Friday, May 14th, that paves the way for an officially recognized LGBTQ student group on campus while attempting to reaffirm its commitment to a traditional biblical perspective on homosexuality and marriage. Describing a challenging situation, the resolution said the regents remained committed to core commitments of our Christian mission, including the biblical understanding that sexual relations of any kind outside of marriage between a man and a woman are not in keeping with the teaching of Scripture. The dignity and worth of all, regardless of sexual orientation and gender identity, and providing a welcoming, supporting educational environment based on civility and respect for all. So here's what they're saying. We're not changing our position. We still believe in a biblical position of man and woman and so forth, but everyone deserves respect, everyone deserves acceptance, and everyone deserves dignity and worth. Quote, regardless of sexual orientation or gender identity. Now, what if this was adultery? You know, if they wanted to have a polyamory group on campus. We maintain our biblical position on sexuality, but if you want to have multiple partners, well, we want to provide an attitude of inclusion and acceptance. They can't have it both ways. Baylor is telling people, we haven't changed. We still have a biblical mandate for marriage and so forth. However, we want to make sure that everybody is welcome and accepting, and we want to affirm everybody. You can't have it both ways. Now, I'm not on the inside. I don't know any of the regents. I don't know any of the board of trustees. I don't have any inside information, but I can tell you what's happened. The LGBTQ crowd has hammered them, constantly saying, you're going to be non-inclusive, you're going to be stigmatized, you're going to lose students, you're going to lose endowments because you're non-accepting and you're exclusionary, and they have hammered them, and finally the Board of Regents has said, okay, we'll give in a little bit. We will recognize an official LGBTQ student group on campus. We'll capitulate. We'll compromise a little, and then they'll leave us alone. Huh. You watch. This is the beginning of the end of biblical orthodoxy at Baylor University.